Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Luke chapter 7, verses 19 through 22. Summoning two of his disciples, John sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?" When the men came to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?'" At that very time he cured many people of diseases and afflictions and evil spirits, and he gave sight to many who were blind. And he answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you have seen and heard."
In some churches, asking questions is discouraged and expressing perplexity or doubt is seen as a lack of faith. Many students have shared with me that they were taught not to question their faith as they were growing up. For some, it is the reason for no longer participating in church or believing in Christianity. This kind of restriction is not only unbiblical, but it also stunts learning and growth. The last days of John the Baptist's life, as noted in St. Luke's Gospel, teaches us the opposite of such restrictive practices. Throughout Israel's history, there was a strong anticipation for the advent of a Savior known as the Messianic Hope. The idea had evolved in John's time to be a powerful person who would throw off the heavy yoke of Rome. John was perplexed by Jesus' ministry, which didn't seem to fit the expectation. This created doubt in his mind and the question, "Are you the expected one, or do we look for someone else?" Jesus was not angry with John for struggling to understand God's unexpected ways. He simply asked John to reflect upon the results of his ministry. As Luke shows us with John the Baptist, everyone can be perplexed about their faith or struggle at times with certain doubts. This is a normal part of our faith experience. Our doubts can carry the seed of real spiritual growth when we honestly seek out answers through prayer, Bible study, discussions with other Christians, and listen to positive preaching and Christian pastoral counsel.
We are thankful, Lord, that we do not have to hide our doubts from you. You will listen and allow us to talk it through, identifying specifically what is unsettling us. Then we can get to the heart of doubt and address it. We may need information or counsel. We may need help understanding a difficult passage of Scripture or a tenet of the faith. Maybe just admitting our doubt brings relief in itself. Ultimately, Lord, we can choose to trust you in all things and not rely upon ourselves.
Schulte Consulting Services, Educational Growth and Business Development.